Well, if you can't make it down to Woods Hole for the film festival, we've got some other ideas for fun things to do and see closer to home this weekend. Joining us, as she often does on Thursdays, is Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at digboston.com. Welcome back, Hillary.
What's up? How are you doing?
So I think that your first pick sounds a little like this. So who's this, Hillary?
This is Guapele, and this is her track, Don't Be Shy. And she's actually going to be one of the headlining artists at the Boston Urban Music Festival, which takes place this Saturday at City Hall Plaza.
Who else is playing?
We got Mo Pope, who actually we talked about a couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
I know. You brought Mo Pope to my attention a couple of weeks ago. His album, Life After God, has just been on my playlist ever since. And he's got these great videos online that are shot all around the city. And it's just, he's an awesome local treasure. I'm loving him.
Yeah, he's super talented, as is Malfi, actually. And he is the latest MC to hit the Boston hip-hop scene. You have now tuned into Mighty Malfi, Boston's miracle. 617 engraved in my soul, ain't that so spiritual? Right under the city like you. You don't know, then forget it. I traveled all around the world, but Boston got my pivot. So I ride, I know they try to put you on, but they all lie. But I got pride, so until time, it's Massachusetts till I die.
That is going on the Radio Boston playlist in perpetuity right there.
Can we talk about how we just both like danced a little bit?
We totally did.
Because that did happen.
So that's Malfi. And Malfi's also playing at the Boston Urban Music Fest?
He is, yep. And like I said, that takes place Saturday afternoon. It's a great opportunity to go out, see some, you know, some Boston hip-hop, some R&B. And I have a penchant for guitars, so I'm excited to go and try something new, frankly.
And that's at Boston City Hall Plaza. So what's your next pick, Hillary?
Tulane Blacktop at the Harvard Film Archive. And I'm a little excited for this just based on the fact that James Taylor's only done one movie, and it's this one. So
it's a movie from when?
1971. And people actually call it the last movie of the 60s because it embodies that free spirit and that crazy rebellious streak that people associate with, you know, Woodstock and free love and all that
and
stuff.
And Dennis Wilson is also in it?
He is indeed, yeah.
Okay, so you've got stone-faced Sweet Baby James.
Mm-hmm.
You got Dennis Wilson, the beach boy with the biggest drug problem of them all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we've got a clip of a scene, I think, between these two where they set off looking for the girl played by actress Laurie Bird.
Where is she? They split.
Let's go.
Don't matter. We don't have to go anywhere. Come on. Okay, she's going to burn you.
Room. So that's Tulane Blacktop at the Harvard Film Archive on Friday night. I've got a pick for you, Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
The Commonwealth Shakespeare Company does their Shakespeare on the Common program.
Okay.
And I used, my wife used to work at Emerson College, and we actually lived on campus.
Oh, cool.
So okay. We had this apartment in one of those tall buildings overlooking the Common with this big floor-to-ceiling window, and it was like my television. I would just walk out there every morning, and there'd be stuff going on, and I'd just sort of watch it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then I'd just go, I'd see something, and then I'd walk down and go to it, and I saw them doing Shakespeare in the Common, and I was like, oh, I'll just stroll right down. It is the most pleasant experience.
It's really beautiful, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a really, really solid company, and you can just kind of hang out on the grass and watch it, and then when it's done, you just sort of stroll off and go have lunch or have a drink somewhere nearby. It's just great, and they're going to be doing All's Well That Ends Well, which no one ever does.
I've never seen it, actually.
It's a totally bonkers play. Well, they call it one of the problem plays, because it's not quite a comedy, not quite a tragedy. It's really weird, but that's going to be terrific. That's running until August 14th. Hillary, I think that you've got a theater pick of your own as well.
I do, and it's exciting. I've never seen something from the Orfeo Group, and I've never seen something at the Charlestown Working Theater, but now you can do both of those things, because the Orfeo Group is putting on Love Song at the Charlestown Working Theater, and that actually runs tonight through August 27th. So if you can't make it this weekend, you got a couple more to check it out. But it's a great story, and it's interesting because the Orfeo Group's, you know, mantra, their mission statement, if you will, is all about inclusion and making sure that theater is accessible to everyone who wants to see it. And this story is about a guy who is kind of a loner. And so it's interesting when he finds love and all that other stuff. But I just think that's a really good balance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I read that the Orfeo Group is planning to do some extra programming around some of these performances. Like they're going to do Sunday matinees that'll feature a post-show picnic and some more performances of work from other theater companies in the area. It just sounds like a great way to create theater community.
Absolutely. And also Thursday performances are free.
That's
so if you go
that's
tonight,
a great way to create community.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Free theater. It's a good thing, you know?
Hillary, let's go out on music, and this is actually my last pick. This is this Japanese virtuoso pianist named Hiromi, who went to Berkeley, and she's playing this weekend at the Newport Jazz Festival. And here she is playing a duet with Chick Corea, and it's an arrangement of the Beatles' Fool on the Hill. Hillary, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, man. It was great to see you.
Hillary Hughes is the music and arts editor at digboston.com. More information on all our weekend picks on our website, radioboston.org. And if you've got an idea for a weekend arts pick, do send us an email to radioboston@wbur.org. Just put weekend arts pick in the subject line.
Well, tomorrow on Radio Boston, the state wants to close a legal loophole that could push craft beer makers out of business. We'll hear from regulators and brewmasters tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Our show is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from the angle at boston.com. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.